had a hearing before the Joint House and Senate Appropriations Committee to update them on where Lewis and Clark stands in terms of construction and funding. And we emphasize we're not asking for anything this year, but much like our efforts in Minnesota and Iowa, we will be asking the state of South Dakota next year for essentially an advance on our federal funding. Federal funding is not coming in a way that allows us to make any significant or meaningful construction. And so we're reaching out to the three states to essentially see if they would loan us money that would be repaid, educating them, informing them, kind of setting the table for next year's legislative session.
Did you manage to get any kind of a read on how they felt?
You know, the response we thought was very favorable in terms of they understand the importance of this project in South Dakota, the tax revenue it's brought in. And so there's certainly, I think, a willingness to help. On the other hand, there's certainly a frustration that the states across the nation are being asked to pick up the slack from the federal government. And so that's certainly a concern. And also, to what degree can we trust the federal government to come through with the money in the future to repay that money? And so there were legitimate concerns, but overall it was very positive, and they want to do what they can to help.
And how is that being received in Minnesota and in Iowa?
In Minnesota, we're even further along. Governor Dayton included $20 million for Lewis and Clark in his bonding bill, and that's essentially a bill that happens every 2 years for infrastructure-type projects. That is the amount that we need to get the pipeline from the Minnesota-Iowa border to Luverne. And so the governor has been incredibly supportive. He, of course, is as frustrated as we are with the federal government, but he realizes how important it is to get this water into southwest Minnesota. And so we are very hopeful and optimistic that we'll receive funding this year. Now, we're hoping for the full $20 million, but who knows during the legislative sausage-making if that number is reduced, but we'll see. And then in Iowa, we're also working to educate and inform the legislators, because they are not as familiar with Lewis and Clark as the South Dakota legislators are. We are hoping to get a small funding stream started in Iowa this year, like $1 million or $2 million, and then attempt to go back next year and secure additional funding that can be used to build pipe in Iowa. Because essentially right now, we're not doing any pipeline construction in Iowa. This additional funding that has become available to us will construct about 5 miles of pipeline in Minnesota. And so obviously the Iowa members are eager to get their water as well.
And is this just dollar for dollar straight up? What, you give us $20 million, and when we get the federal funding, we'll give you $20
million? Correct. Once all the members are connected, which would be at the end of the project, with no interest, we are not allowed to use future federal funds to pay interest, but we can use future federal funds to pay back any money provided by the state and the local members. So bottom line, this would be an unsecured zero interest loan, which I understand is asking a lot, but that's the predicament that we are in with regard to the federal government. And so we are doing all we can to reach out to the states to see if there's a willingness to help, because this project is so incredibly important to all three states. Failure is simply not an option, and we've got to figure out a way to get this done.
What has the federal government not paid you? What do they owe you?
Yeah, that's a good question. 3 years ago, the answer was $194 million. The remaining federal cost share is indexed each year for inflation. Here we are 3 years later, and the remaining federal cost share is $203 million.